utmost for his highest. April the 29th. The graciousness of uncertainty. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. 1 John 3, verse 2. Naturally, we are inclined to be so mathematical and calculating that we look upon uncertainty as a bad thing. We imagine that we have to reach some end, but that is not the nature of spiritual life. The nature of spiritual life is that we are certain in our uncertainty. Consequently, we do not make our nests anywhere. Common sense says, well, supposing I were in that condition. We cannot suppose ourselves in any condition we have never been in. Certainty is the mark of the common sense life. Gracious uncertainty is the mark of the spiritual life. To be certain of God means that we are uncertain in all our ways. We do not know what a day may bring forth. This is generally said with a sigh of sadness. It should be rather an expression of breathless expectation. We are uncertain of the next step, but we are certain of God. Immediately we abandon to God and do the duty that lies nearest, he packs our life with surprises all the time. When we become advocates of a creed, something dies. We do not believe God. We only believe our belief about him. Jesus said, except ye become as little children. Spiritual life is the life of a child. We are not uncertain about God, but uncertain about what he is going to do next. If we are only certain in our beliefs, we get dignified and severe and have the ban of finality about our views. But when we are rightly related to God, life is full of spontaneous, joyful uncertainty and expectancy. Believe also in me, Jesus said, not believe certain things about me. Leave the whole thing to him. It is gloriously uncertain how he will come in, but he will come, so remain loyal to him.